So, there's one of the aspects of Purim is that one of the fundamental aspects of Purim is that Kimu v'Kiblu HaYehudim, that Klal Yisrael had a Kabbalah Satorah, a new Kabbalah Satorah, that was considered, according to Chazal, more powerful than the original Kabbalah Satorah. The original Kabbalah Satorah had been a Kabbalah that was driven by Yira, different forms of Yira, whether it be Yiras HaOinesh or Yiras HaRemimus, whatever it was, but it was very Yira-driven, as opposed to at the time of Kabbalah, at the time of Purim, there was a new Kimu v'Kiblu HaYehudim, that they were re-mekabel the Torah, and it was done me'avas anes, out of the love generated by the nes. So Klal Yisrael was mekabel the Torah again, and it was like it's this new event, this new Kabbalah Satorah. It's now we're totally locked in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu from that point forward. So one question that I never saw anybody ask this question, but it's always bothered me, is that so everybody was mekabel the Torah. So at Har Sinai, everybody's standing together. Moshe Rabbeinu basically asks them, "Are you interested in the Torah?" And they say, "Yeah, Nasa v'Nishma, we all want the Torah." Over here, you have Jews spread out all over all these medinas. So, who sent out the memo? Like, hey, guys, you want to be Mekabel Torah again? There was a group WhatsApp, was it on Shua's, was it on status? How did everybody find something out, right? So how was it that, all of a sudden everybody had, this epiphany that, something? Let's be Mekabel Torah. This guy's in India, this guy's in Ethiopia. How do they get together? Where does this all... How does something unified like that happen? That they all felt that there was a Yeshua, fine, because they all... we're saved, Seder. But the idea that somehow everybody was Mekabel the Torah, Bevas Achas, or at the same, same general time, where did that come from? How did they get to that?
Maybe that's how all the song days.
Could be. Okay, good. Right?
Rosh Hashanah Akasha.
Yeah.
There was a Me'avas HaNeis. They experienced tremendous nisim by Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf.
Yeah.
Why can that generate some
Avas and Ace, right?
I mean, this is a goalie, Nes Nister, so. But Kriyas Yamsuf is pretty dazzling.
Yeah, right. So, right, you have that whole experience leading into Matan Torah. Then Matan Torah itself is this crazy. Right. Yeah, they're hearing lightning and they're seeing thunder.
You're asking how did everybody else get together?
No, it's a different way. I'm saying.
Right. She was kasha. Nachakasha.
Right.
Right. Add to your kasha.
That. And what's more, somehow the Kabbalah by Purim is stronger, is more. It's driven by Ava, so therefore it has a different flavor than that of Matan Torah. Right? But like you said, Mamid Har Sinai also was a tremendous nace. Mamid Har Sinai also was a tremendous event. And then if you want to add a little bit more to it, it's that when Klal Yisrael was at Har Sinai, so they had all these tremendous nisim, especially what was going on in Mamid Har Sinai. After Kriyas Yamsuf, they still were Kanfin Nisharim, Anani Akava, they had all these things going on. And then they get to Har Sinai and they have this dazzling, a display of everything that's going on. And at that point, they have a Kabbalah Satorah that could have been Me'avas HaNeis. By Purim, as impressive as the Neis was, it was... what was the... if you would have been there, what would your feeling have been? Would your feeling have been wow, that was a great Neis? Or is your feeling we were almost dead, and now we're not dead.
Right.
It's almost maybe it would have been better if maybe we just weren't almost dead. Somebody, Chas V'Shalom, was in a tremendous accident or something. So and they get out okay. So yes, there's a certain relief, but how about just not having that in the first place? That would have been better. But again, somehow there's an avas anes that happens over here that is not apparently not present when it comes to the nisim by Kabbalah Sattara, by Yitzhias Mitzrayim and Maimed Har Sinai. So what's the contrast over here? What's going on?
Over here, you just have to figure it out. Almost 1 second. So that's Achrei Kabbalah Sattara. You figure everything out.
It's not right, and you have to use your... It's not obvious, and you have to use your...
You have to figure out that everything worked out. Yeah, so it's like...
So there's a description that we have right before it says Kimu V'Kiblu. The Megillah is described as a sefer, but it's also described as an igeres, described as a letter. And there are halachic things that we have based on that you have to spread out the Megillah. That you should have seen it this morning. It's funny. Rabbi Charner said, he's like, I've been leaning for all these years. I still don't know how to do this. How to...
The fold.
Yeah.
The fold,
so, he's good at it. He said, it's all over the place. But you have to, spread it out like an igaris. Why? Kedei laharas hanes. That's to show the nes. It's part of Pirsum HaNisa, but it has, this kedei laharas hanes, that it's showing something about the nes, that it's an igaris. And there's a machlokes about... If one person is laying the Megillah, do you spread it out? Do you not spread it out? There are different days in the Rishonim about whether or not to do it. There's an interesting, the Lashon of the Rambam makes it sound as though first you read the Megillah, and then you spread it out like in Igeres. Almost sounds like some. I saw some people bring down like a hagba type of thing, like a hagba, like to show everybody this is what we're talking about. But it's called an igaris. So what is the designation of igaris teaching us? So if you have a book, somebody writes a book. So a person can write a book. They can have enough money to publish it themselves, and is anybody going to read it? So let's say it's a book about how to create the proper metal to create a pin that's going to hold up a shelf in a bookcase. So you can write a book about that, and you can have all kinds of facts and figures about the strength of different metals and how easy it is to manufacture them and this and that and how to make it small enough to fit into the peg hole in the bookcase to hold up the shelf. So somebody might read the book. Probably nobody's going to read the book. You put it out on Amazon. You tell everybody you're an author, and good for you. But who are you addressing? Who's the book written to? It's written to nobody. It's kind of like you spilling out your thoughts onto something. And it's like, okay, now anybody who... Any takers, come and read it. This is what I have to... I'm kind of talking to myself. And then anybody who wants to come and join and hear what it has to say, what I have to say about something, you're more than welcome to do so. It's like your status, yeah. Right? And Igeres... A letter is something that is addressed to someone. An igeris is something that is, I'm dear, blah, blah, blah. I'm going and I'm writing something that's directed to you. The chilek between what you can say is all other Sifrei Tanakh and the Megillah. And the Megillah, even there was a whole dion about whether or not it's appropriate to include it in Tanakh, right? Is it something that should be part of Nevi'im or Ksuvim? First they thought, no, yes. And it's the last thing. It's the last thing that's written. It's the last Nevuah that's written to slip it in right before the end, the closing of Tanakh. So this last communication that we have is this Igeres. And the nature of an igeris is being addressed to someone is very significant over here, because when it comes to Matan Torah, there was a very general hisroimimus. There was a general uplifting. A whole Klal Yisrael was taken out of Mitzrayim, and they were just lifted up, and they were brought on wings of eagles. To out of Mitzrayim, they ended up by Har Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu gifts them with this whole you get to be the people of Matan Torah. It's like they're just totally blown out of their minds. But at the same time, there was something about it being about Klal Yisrael, about everybody. When you had a situation of Purim, and you have a situation specifically where there is a tsara. What the Igaris is telling us, and this I think is what is something I saw in Rav Huttner, with the idea that it's an Igaris, the idea that it's a letter means that each person saw, each person, like when people go through a negative thing, everybody has their own way of experiencing it. Everybody has their own sense of what the tsara was and how it affected them. So something, you know, something affects you one way, it affects me a different way, it affects him a different way, even though we're all in the same problem, even though we all have the same problem, but all of us, based on how old we are, we could all experience it in a different way. The Igaris of Megillas Esther was something that everybody read, they realized, oh my gosh, this is what I was feeling during this time. I feel like whatever problem I encountered was something that pushed me into being the right person that I'm supposed to be. Because when we have challenges, that's the point of a challenge. The Chazal talk about how the Hasaras HaTabas, when Achashverosh gave away the ring to, you know, to Haman, that shook Klal Yisrael more than all nevuahs, more than any nevuah. What happened is that each person recognized, basically we're goners, but they each had their own way of thinking, I guess I'm doing this wrong, I guess I'm doing that wrong. Every person was able to view it as a directed message to them with a internal maneuver that they had to make in order to do tshuva, in order to fix themselves, and then ultimately having a Yeshua, having a salvation that also spoke to them. And they all felt that it was directly coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the nature of Megillas Esther is being referred to as an Igaris, as a letter, means that each person felt that this was something that was being directed at me. This was something that I was going to take this experience and I'm going to use it to change myself personally. And then when ultimately the Yeshua comes, they each have their own sense of simcha that comes through it about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me through this in order to fix me. This was all just tailor-made for me and what my personal needs to fix myself were all about. And then I was able to accomplish that. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me and re-gifted me with life. That caused each person to have a Kabbalah Satorah, Me'avas Hanes. The love that they experienced. The love, when somebody experiences love, so yes, you can have like a general feeling of love, like, you know, to a whole group. But the Avas Hanes was that each person felt that they were personally being addressed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this moment. And therefore, that Kabbalah Satorah that took place was of a totally different nature. Kabbalah Satorah at Maimon Har Sinai was a Kabbalah Satorah of a klal that was taken out of Mitzrayim and brought to Har Sinai because we have this tremendous potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu apparently sees inside of us, and I guess we'll take his word for it, and therefore we're going to be mekabel the Torah out of the fact that we, you know, we feel uplifted, we feel like we have no choice in another way, and therefore we, the people, as a people, we took this on ourselves. And that was one form of Kabbalah Satorah. After Megillas Esther, after having this Igaris experience, after having something that felt like a personal letter being addressed to us, then each and every person had that internal sense of, wow, this was something that personally touched me. The tsara touched me, because that's what tsaras are supposed to do. Are they supposed to touch you individually and help you fix what it is that needs to be fixed, help you bring out parts of yourself that need to be brought out? Then they felt that the Yeshua, that the salvation was something that was for them specifically. That's again part of the Igaris experience. And therefore each person on their own comes to this realization, I need to be Mekabel Torah, but this time it's Me'ava. So yeah, they're all spread out, but it's not that they were having a group experience. Everybody was having an individual experience. It didn't matter if they were all together or not. Each individual was able to have that feeling and that experience themselves, and therefore they were able to come to that same conclusion of, wow, this is unbelievable, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unbelievable, and I have to be Mekabel the Torah. And maybe this gives us a little bit of an insight as to why this is the last nevuah, this is the last word before everything goes dark, before a communication directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops. Because it's a last letter, it's a last word from Hashem that says, life is full of tzaras, they are all coming directly from me. You now have a picture of tremendous tzaras coming directly from me with a very specific designed purpose, and that from those you're going to grow, from those you're going to steig, and from those they're going to drive you to ultimately become the people you need to be with a Kabbalah to commit to me. And that's what Klal Yisrael needed to know in Galus. So as they were going to go through Galus in the future, and our history was and is going to be full of all of these downs and a few ups, but mostly downs, it was for us to have this sense that everything that happens is part of this letter that was expressed to us in Megillas Esther. And that's the last word that we have, that v'zichro lo Yosef Mizaro, that what we take with us forevermore is the idea that it's not just that as a nation we have this general giving of the Torah, we have a sefer that, yeah, if you choose to open it, you can read it, and maybe you'll find something in it for you, maybe you won't. It's that, no, there's an igeres, and this igeres is addressed to you, and to you specifically, and you just have to open it up and read it in the Torah, read it in your life, and then a person's going to be able to find that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them, realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants only what's best for them. And when that's the message that we take away from a Purim, that's the sense of what this new Kabbalah Satorah, this Kabbalah Satorah that takes us all the way to Moshe Mashiach, that's what this is all about.